Hi, I'm Brian Alosio. I'm Zombie Columbus. I'm a game systems designer on Lord of the Rings Online, and you're listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor.
You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. This podcast is brought to you by Typefrag.com for all your Ventrilo hosting needs. Receive 25% off your first month when you use the promo code 2Mordor at checkout. And welcome to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. I'm your host, Merrick.
I'm Golden Star.
And this is episode...
64.
64. Right about that time where I stop forgetting what I'm doing and who I am.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, though, that's been happening for quite a while, though.
Yes.
So what did you do this week?
I couldn't think of anything that I did this week. I know I logged in. It must not have been, like, extremely interesting stuff that I've done. I know I played my Runekeeper for a bit, but I don't think I got a level with her.
Really?
I don't really have much to report. I played and did stuff.
You played and did stuff.
Not good enough to talk about stuff. I did the library with you and Bri.
Is that good enough to talk about, hopefully?
Yeah, but you have it in your list, so I didn't...
Oh, yeah, it's still fine.
Was it the library or the school that we did?
We did the school. Well, we started with the library, and then we got so much poison that we moved to the school.
Yeah, so that's what I did. Because I don't remember what else.
You were very gracious in doing that, because I
was very tired that day. Tired. Baby Hobbit decided to wake up at 5 a.m.,
What?
Mm-hmm. She was up and very cute because she was at the door just talking. And I'm like, okay, so it's no chance of me just saying, well, here's your pacifier and let's go back to bed.
Right. Oh, wow. I'm loud.
Why are you messing with stuff?
Because that's what I do.
Stop messing with stuff.
No, I have to mess with it. So what? Anything else that you did?
I just told you I don't remember anything.
You do not remember anything.
I was drugged this week.
You were drugged?
Stop. Playing with it. Leave it alone.
It's what I do, honey. I do this all the time.
Yeah, well, it's fine every time. Leave it alone.
Okay, so I did lots of Enidwaith.
doing lots of repeatables and trying to get through all of the different stuff that's in there. Trying to get Alrig and Gray Company rep.
Okay.
I also did the school, like we talked about, and made an attempt to do the Watcher. It didn't go too well, though.
No?
No. I think we just had too many people who were inexperienced, including myself.
I was going to say, you've never been there before.
Including myself.
You're like, they're all just a bunch of noobs. Did you get to see it? Is there any...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You get to see him.
There's no, like, trash mobs in the way?
No. You go in and you fight him and his tentacles.
Just like the turtle.
No. Yeah, pretty much. It's like the turtle. It's pretty direct, which is nice.
It's just like, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm going to come attack you. Yes,
exactly. Yeah. So no problem there. It was fun. It was pretty interesting to see. Hoping to go back. I know Az said he's going to go back until he gets his last piece, at least, and probably and then after then. So.
Okay.
Yeah, should be fun. Should be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else did? That's pretty much it. Lots of repeatables. I don't know what else to say. That's a pretty quick week, I guess. I don't know. I get it's hard to, you know, get excited when all you do is repeatable stuff. I know I'm looking forward to the additions that they're going to have in the November update with more quests. And then, I guess, what else are they going to do? I mean, are they going to bump up all the rest of the faction? Like how much you get? Or just are they adding it?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do not know.
Do not know. Oh, I did think I remember I went to the 21st hall and turned in a quest that I've had for about a month.
You did what?
And then I went to the Forge Master and found out that four of my items were maxed and needed to be reforged. That's how much attention I paid. They were all junk stuff. It wasn't the stuff I was using, but it was.
Like, it wasn't your... Yeah, your primaries are maxed two, out, aren't they?
Yeah, my two primaries were maxed out. Well, one of them was my new turtle sword, but I don't use that when I'm fighting with you guys, because it's not my healing weapon, so...
Right.
So that's how awesome I am at Legendaries.
That's not a bad thing. I mean, what can you expect? Okay, so we'll go ahead and move into the Town Crier then, because we got a lot to talk about there, at least.
Yep.
And now, the Town Crier.
All right, so... Rise of Isengard.
Yes, the Rise of Isengard was announced as a fall 2011 expansion.
Yes.
Which is exciting.
I think so.
That's huge news.
I'm happy.
Well, let's talk about what the big things that we know are coming with Rise of Isengard.
Okay, so there are three new zones. Dunland, which we called. We said that we were going into Dunland. Gap of Rohan.
Yep.
And Isengard itself.
Which are all zones that we need to get to Isengard.
Yes. Yeah. So that's very cool.
So three huge zones we're getting.
Yeah, I think they said that Dunland
quite
was...
Quite a bit of content there.
Dunland's going to be physically the size of Enidwaith, I think they said, in itself. Okay. And I don't know if they made a comment on Gap of Rohan or Isengard.
Okay.
So, I'm excited. Now, they haven't said whether these things are all coming at once or one at a time.
Well, if it's coming with Rise of Isengard, it's got to come at once.
Yeah, I would say it's probably come at once. I think it's cool. Some people are upset that it's not Rohan that's coming next, but map-wise, does it make sense to go to Rohan first?
Does it make sense? No.
As far as geography goes.
Well, if you look at what Volume 3 is we're following the Rangers.
Right. I think one thing that we have to be kind of... there's a lot of potential for breaking lore in this whole thing. Because we can't go and be a part of the downfall of Isengard.
No.
Because it was the Ents, the Hurons, and two little hobbits that did it.
And we can't defeat Saruman.
No, because
it happens later.
Yeah, it happens later. Now we can encounter him.
Yes.
And we can fight near Orthanc.
Yes, it'll be one of those things where he's like, oh, you've almost defeated me, and then he runs away.
But I would be very surprised if we go into Orthanc.
We at have all. To. I want to see the inside of that. That is going to have to be a raid cluster right there.
I don't know if you can do that, though.
Why not? There's all those orcs camps around it and all kinds of stuff we could fight in that area.
I think in the area, but I don't know if you can go into Orthanc
itself. We're going into Orthanc. I don't care. I'm busting down the doors.
Now, this area, all these areas will be access to everything. Have access to everyone. So premium and free players can go into the area.
Well, you have to buy it like the rest of us.
Yes, once you purchase it.
It's a purchase item that VIPs are going to have to buy.
Right.
I'm assuming.
Right. Well, that's a good point. Let's see. What else do we have that we know about coming in the expansion?
They're increasing the level cap to 70.
Yes. And there will be access to new traits, virtues, skills, and class quests.
Class quests. No. I guess, I don't know. Skills, I'm excited about. Virtues and traits, that sounds like grinding.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I'm wondering if they're going to add new virtues or if they're going to raise the cap or both. They haven't said. It'll be interesting.
Okay. I don't know.
Because they haven't raised it since Moria, I think.
I don't think they've been raised at all.
They added new ones in Moria. This must have been.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
We weren't here when Moria
came. I don't remember. It's always been a cap of 10, I thought.
Well, the cap may have been 10, but I think they added more virtues.
I think you're making that up.
I don't think so. No, I swear. Bri, I need your information.
See? Told you.
All right. And let's see. They're going to expand monster play. There's going to be a major revamp, including they're going to open it up to all players. Changes to skills and advance and how they advance, or at least their advancement. So maybe they'll change them around. Let's see. And then there'll be a brand new PVMP region. However, it will not be open world. Somebody started the rumor that there'd be open world PVMP. This is not the case.
No, that doesn't happen. You can't have orcs running around in the Shire. That's not how the lore works.
No, it's not. Let's see. We have confirmed between Bri, Leandor, and Kitani. Let's see. The cap has always been 10, but you couldn't get 10 in all virtues until then. So, all right. I was wrong.
I don't see a reason to focus on it.
I'm just throwing it in there for clarification.
Okay. Rohan and Mordor will be eventual expansions, but they're just not next.
Yes. So don't worry. They're coming. They even said, Sapiens even made a post saying that it's obvious that we're working on, mounted combat and adding things to mounts and stuff like that. However, mounted combat is not coming in Isengard either. That was another rumor.
Yes.
Now, going to the other side of this, a lot of people were upset, actually, with the release of this news.
Yes, a lot of people are complaining that we're not getting anything new until 2011.
This is not true.
That's not true.
No. Okay, so shall we go down the list of what is coming out?
Yeah, here's a list of what we know is coming out before Isengard.
Before Isengard. This will be released before Isengard.
There will be a new raid cluster in the first part of 2011. This has been told that it is coming.
Yes, there will be a new instance cluster, meaning dungeons, in the first part.
Well, those are probably together.
But yeah, well, I think they're going to group them like, I don't know how they're
going to. I think they're going to group them probably like Dol Guldur.
Yeah. There is a new instance cluster in the first part of 2011 that's coming.
We are getting a November update next week.
Yes, which includes a new festival, a lot of system changes.
Some Runekeeper and Loremaster Love.
Right. And for those who are, yeah, I know some people are upset that there's not new content, but let me remind you, Enid Wyth came out 3 months ago.
Yeah, Enid Wyth just came out.
And a lot of people haven't finished it yet.
So. It's not even 3 months ago. It was 2 months ago. Well, no, it was September.
September?
It was 3 months, yeah.
Okay.
Unless you're in Codemasterland.
Right. Then it was 2 weeks ago. Changes to the legendary item system will be happening before Isengard.
Removal of radiant skating is going to happen before Isengard.
Yes. Massively also reported that they had an interview where they reported that Epic Books will be coming, an Epic Book release will be coming in the first part of 2011.
They will have cosmetic system enhancements. And the next one makes me so happy. Let me say it.
Okay.
Non-combat pets. I'm so happy.
Specifically, a squirrel is being planned right now. But they have plans for other things. Just, I think they're testing a squirrel internally. So, squirrels are cute.
I will take it.
Oh, the level 65 First Age legendaries will finally be released. Apparently, there are no First Age 65 legendaries.
I wouldn't know. I've never even seen.
I'm contemplating my first level 65 reforged Second Age. That's how far behind I am.
And massively also reported on dungeons starting at level 30 to 40.
Yes, so we're not sure if this is the instance cluster, but I'm guessing since these, it was kind of implied that these are separate dungeons. Yeah.
Well, do you think it's new dungeons or do you think they're going to be revamping like Fornost?
I think they're new.
Oh, really? Cool.
It didn't say a revamp. It said new. I think that the revamp is coming slowly, but they also want to push out new content.
They need to
well.
Wing out Fornost. That's all I have to say.
Oh, Fornost, as Sidoran says. And I agree. let's see. I know, and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to see revamps of zones and other things. I wouldn't worry about it. And I honestly, even if there was, I mean, this...
Well, another thing that, you know, we said Epic Books, and that's another complaint I also hear is, oh, I'm not going to be able to do anything more with the Epic Book until next fall.
No, first part of next year.
Yeah, we're going to get, the story is going to progress. We're just probably going to get a big chunk of stuff.
I would say that you can expect maybe content every 6 months or so. I don't see any other big MMO pushing out new content every 3 months.
Yeah.
I don't see it. And if I'm wrong, please
feel free. New content as in like a whole new zone.
New zone, new dungeon, something like that. Every 3 months, I don't see that happening.
We're getting new stuff steadily.
Yeah.
We just launched in September. We got a whole new zone with all new stuff to do there. I haven't finished it. And we are getting an update this month. And, you know, we were promised stuff early.
Yes.
2011, we're getting constant updates.
What I would say, I would expect like a system up. Now, this is if they keep their every 3 month plan, is system update, content update. System update, content update.
You think that's what's going to happen?
It back and forth, releasing it as it's possible. But that would be my personal, if I was in charge of Turbine, that's what I would game for.
Well, you have to remember, they're also doing the class like revamp or upgrade things as well. And I need my minstrels to be easier. What you need to do is give me less things to carry around. I carry around a lot of junk.
Yeah, you're getting even more.
I know. But that's later.
Yeah, well, actually, that's the next thing. We can go ahead and move into that.
Okay.
The November content update was announced for the 29th. Yeah, they announced it on Twitter, maybe to some, and on the forums.
I got an email about it as well.
And email, yeah. So that's cool. Everybody's, you know, yay for all that. I'm happy to hear that.
Mm-hmm. I have not been able to get back into beta because I just haven't had the time. But I do want to go and finish Yule Festival and get that. From what I've seen, it's very neat.
It is. It is very neat.
It's very neat. It's a whole different zone full of just festival stuff.
Yes.
Which I was listening to One True Cast, and they were saying that the festivals don't feel like a party because it's like happening over here. Well, now there's going to be a space where everybody is going to be celebrating the same thing at the same time.
Yeah, actually, the space is actually listed underneath all of... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm totally messing up my words. The November content released is actually named after the name of the zone. Winter Home, yes. Thank you.
Is that what you were looking for?
Yes, you're going to push those words out of my mouth. okay. So that's... I'm excited for it. I've seen it on beta. It's very cool. It's very Christmassy, wintery kind of stuff.
It's not really beta. It's Bolt Roarer. I guess I should call it Bolt Roarer, not beta.
Well, I kind of consider that beta.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Maybe it's not technically.
It's a public beta, I guess.
Yeah, a public beta. Then they're still tweaking it. I think they've come out with, what, 2 patches so far for their contents? They've pushed it? I think so.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. 2 patches.
2 patches for the Bull Roarers, right?
So far. They've had 2 patch release notes, but those are Bull Roarer patch notes. We talked about those the last 2 weeks.
Right, right. All right, there was a dev diary on class consumables.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of consumables. And guess what? They're aimed at the scholar for the most part.
For the most part, the scholar is going to make them. Although, and my comment was, you think this is to make up for all the dyes and potions and stuff that they're selling in the store? And then Merrick said, oh, they're selling these in the store too.
Well, okay, so the first thing about that, as far as, you know, being sold in the store, the ones that are sold in the store and the ones that are crafted are both on different cooldowns.
So you can use them both,
one after the other in most cases.
Is that necessary?
Well, because some of them are like 10 seconds, so you can add yourself. So you can basically, like, have it last for twice the duration if you really needed it to. I mean, the minstrel one's pretty nice. The sheet music is basically stops all inductions, so you cannot... It makes inductions so you can't be interrupted for your next one and gives you negative 30% induction power cost. But it only lasts for 10 seconds and has 3-minute cooldown.
I don't know if I would remember to use those.
Yeah, you'd have to be on a raid, I think. Or in a bad dungeon situation, I guess.
Yeah, but if things are going bad, I'm not going to be like, oh, I should read my sheet music. I'm going to be like, oh, poop, I need to start healing like crazy pants.
Like crazy pants.
I actually renamed one of my buttons to heal like crazy pants. I made a macro.
I wish you could make a macro.
I made an alias.
Yeah, there you go.
Heal like crazy pants.
All right. Healing like crazy pants is always a good thing, especially when you need it. Because I always need it. What's the next thing that we've gotten?
Turbine is seeking feedback about the forums.
Yeah, so as all of you know...
Well, they didn't really seek. It was a big, long thread of, we hate the forums, and...
Yeah, but, okay. So, one of the new CMs that we have... was it Ruby? Used to be Ruby? No, Sarah.
Sarah, she was from Masterfleet.
Yes, Sarah, formerly of Masterfleet, turned it around. She turned it around on people and said, can you please start listing what you do and don't like? I know I listed the fact that it seems like whenever you click on a link to the forums, you get like kind of, it like reads your cookie or something in the very first place and then sends you to the front page. 17
other people said that.
I hate
It's awful that you have to click the site at least 3 times to get the forums open.
And I'm betting you that's what breaks the RSS, the Yahoo pipes. Because it goes and it tries to read it and it gets sent back to the front page. No, what breaks
the Yahoo pipes is it's too long. It's
Oh, well, whatever. It's all a bunch of
poo. It's all poo. But
I also said there's no RSS feed for the dev diary.
Yes, that would be super nice.
Yeah.
I said that the subscriptions don't work because I will make a post about, you know, Champions Roundtable and then I'll subscribe to it so that if somebody asks a question, I can come back and...
Right, 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 right.
And I never get an email saying...
Yeah, I don't get them email. I get them for our guild one, but that was made before the revamp, so I can't help but think it's not broken. But yeah, I never get responses from any of the ones that I do now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I know they spent money on this, but I think they have in-house web developers now, and I'm hoping that it's not just for the store. I hope they fix it. Yeah.
Just fix the cookie thing so that if I click on the forums tab, it actually goes to the forums.
Yeah, I've never seen
that. That would make me so much happier.
I've never seen this happen before. I've never seen it. I've never seen any forums like read your cookie and send you back to the front page.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Do you think it's a cookie thing? It's a session.
That's the only thing I can think of because it reads your login. So I don't know. I don't know web interfaces that well, so I just throw out like cookie.
Yeah.
It's a cookie. That's my whole answer.
Okay. I like cookies.
I do too. Do we have cookies?
I was going to make some, but you didn't go to the store.
I offered to go to the store and you said no.
And then I gave you a huge list and I thought you were going to go to the store and get me my list.
I got your pumpkin latte.
Yes, you did.
Okay, so going back to the consumables real quick. Did you see any of these that you really liked? What are we talking about?
I'm sorry.
The consumables. Going back to I don't feel like
Why
we covered
we go
the
back
consumables.
To the consumables?
Because I don't feel like we covered it that well.
Okay.
Most of these, I think, are situational. Morsel had a really good guide, I think, breaking it down on these. And
I trust Morsel.
Yeah, I tend to agree with them that this is just, it's very situational. Like, some of the things got, like, some of the classes got two. Like, a burglar got a throwing hatchet so they can do a ranged pull. I mean, that's kind of nice, but
I thought they already had those. I thought you made me some for my burglar.
Yeah, they do have throwing. But these are ancient dwarf makes damage, so maybe that's the reason. Maybe they have a longer range because it's a 40-meter range.
Because I complained about the same thing because I used them in skirmishes because I'm in mischief mode anyway.
Right.
So there's no need to sneak up. And I was like, well, can you make me some of those? And you did. You made me a big stack of them and I throw something at
maybe
them.
Maybe people just didn't know about them. The weaponsmith makes them. That's the same people who makes the throwing axes now. Another one is a serrated knife, which you can use from 30 meters away. It consumes a trick and removes a corruption. I guess that'd be good for if you didn't have a hunter, but I would just have the hunter remove it with their new skill because it's awesome. And it removes three. But it gives them another way to remove a corruption.
It gets another way to give them, yeah, that's
always
something
good.
Useful at yeah. least. And at least it's like you're carrying a weapon. It's not like, let me pull out cheese.
Yeah, I also tend to agree with Leandor. Some of the more powerful ones are really short durations. Like that, like the Mistral one is 10 seconds.
Yeah.
With a 3-minute cooldown. I mean, you gotta plan when you're going to use them. Loremaster didn't get anything for themselves. They all got stuff for their pets. And they broke it into, like, here's one for your bird pets. Here's one for your bog lurker. And here's one for your feline pets. Okay, just here you go. Of course, Warden's got three.
Overpowered winkers.
As we love Wardens, but As is in the chat room, so we like to make fun of them. Yeah, for the most part, they look pretty cool. I don't know. I'll see if I use them. I can't count on it.
I can make them. I'll make them and try it.
You know what? I will say that the Warden one would be nice if you just got defeated, came back, did what the defeat gambit. It popped this for the defeat gambit, so it didn't cost you any power, and you could get aggro right back before.
Is that what theirs does?
Yeah.
Or one of them.
Or reduces their power. All right, the next one we have is the Lotro store sale. So what is the landmark occasion for the store sale this week?
There wasn't one.
Yes. It was the same as Codemasters.
Oh, no. The first one on the list is the monthly sale.
And oh, okay.
This is going on until the end of the month. And it's 50% off virtues and 50% off stat tomes.
I bought a stat tome.
Is it cool?
Yeah, I mean, you buy it. And
I'm thinking about looking at them since they're 50% off. I can afford 50% off.
I bought the Virtue one because I'm like, I really don't want to go to Eregion or Evendim and kill a bunch of those, ape creatures. So I
finished a Virtue when we were in the school.
Oh, did you?
Idealism, I think
it was. Oh, actually, you can finish a lot of them in the school and the library, which is nice. Let's have more dungeons like that.
Mm-hmm. I was going to look at those. These are also available in the Codemaster store, but they did not specifically say that they were month long. I'm just guessing that they're month long.
Hopefully.
So just take that to heart.
One thing I did notice while playing around with these on Bull Roar is that sometimes they go up to four now, I believe we announced that they go up to 4.
What does?
The stat tombs go
I
up
think
to.
They go up to 5 now.
They go up to 5. Sometimes when I was buying them, like, it didn't work. I mean, it worked, but it would only let me buy like up to rank 3, and then the next day it let me do 4.
So did it?
And then the next day it let me do 5. I don't know if that's because I was buying like.
How many did you have to buy?
Well, I decided that it was Bull Roar. It's not my real point. Oh, so I was just like, I wanted to test them out and see what my max, you know, my max would be if I bought them. So I bought like, you know, 6 of them, 1 for each. And then I bought them again. And then I bought, you know, the third time I bought them, I went back into the store and says, you have none available. Yeah. And then I logged in the next day and I had them all again.
Did you use them first?
Well, as soon as you buy it, it gets applied to you. You can't use it.
Oh, okay. So it's not like an item. Okay.
No, but it instantly goes up, which is nice. So you can just like, I need more vitality. I will buy 3 of them and it gets applied immediately. So you don't have to click on it. Yeah. I think it's nice. I think they did that so they didn't have to create one more physical item in the world. It's
no, just I'm fine like, with that. I've never bought them. That's why I'm asking the dumb questions.
No, it's not dumb. And this the same thing with virtues. You buy it, it instantly gets applied.
Okay.
So it's nice. I mean, it was, you know, it was actually kind of like a nice feeling of relief to buy one and see that zeal go from 9 to 10 and knowing I don't have to go grind. But on the same side, it's very addicting because you're like, I just buy them and I don't have to click on them to make that conscious choice. I just buy on and buy they, now poof, and it works.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, yeah, that's the kind of the downside of it. But it's nice. It's cool. I'm thinking about doing it for my will because, you know, notoriously, will is so low and my fear, which makes my fear so low.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just something to think about. It's very cool. And then weekly sale. What is the weekly sale?
Well, the weekly sale is the same for Codemasters this week, which makes me so happy. But there is 20% off shared wardrobe space, which made me so... I actually asked for this on Twitter. I think they answered me.
Or did they?
No, I don't think they did. But I did ask for it on Twitter, because after the Fall Festival, I had so much stuff.
Oh, really?
And so I am definitely going to buy one of these. Because it's on sale. And they did it for me. Hope Buffs are on sale. For 20% off. Pine Leaf helped me with this.
Right.
So I will read his comment rather than my thoughts.
Okay.
He says, I have a couple comments on Hope and Dread Removal. The next one is Dread Removal, which is also 20% off. Just so you
okay.
know. The Hope bonus is only +1, which is much less than what you get from high-end Hope tokens. It does stack with Hope tokens, though. So, like, you get a high-end Hope token and buy this and get a +1 to that. +1 is Hope is useful against those pesky shades that cast an aura of dread. We've also used it in the Rift because you can buy them with Destiny points. Those of us who have been around a long time either have the Glass of Agarel or the Horn of Darodelf to get the +1 Hope.
Yes.
Jewelers can make an ample supply of Hope tokens if you're willing to give up headgear bonuses. There's also the Sheriff's Cap that you can get for completing quests in the Shire. As for Dread Removal, it removes all the dread from defeat. This is very useful if you're in a raid with +4 dread imposed on you from defeat. For example, the Helicot Giant Wing, where you actually get back to the boss fight after suffering defeat and only have the luxury of waiting for dread to expire. VIPs can get the same through Destiny points.
Ooh.
If you're not in a rush, minstrels have a dread defeat removal song that, you know, if you're not in the middle of a fight, they'll happily play and removes dread from the entire party. That has like a 30-minute cooldown, I believe.
Okay.
So that's what's going on with the Hope and Dread buffs. He's smarter than I am. And the final sale is Apprentice Crafting Tools are 20% off, and I said skip it. Codemasters did have their Lone Lands drop to 50 points.
Yeah.
So that's a good deal.
That's a good deal, because that is a good zone for leveling.
Mm-hmm. It happened to us last month, so they're just kind of following suit.
Yeah. I kind of wish we had that.
We do have that.
We do have it?
I just said it happened to us last month.
Well, I mean right now. Leveling the Lowlands for 50 points.
It's a permanent price drop.
It's a permanent price drop? I thought it was a sale price.
Nope. It's 50 points right now.
You know, still no word on though if how to like allow people to buy these when they have a subscription so they can just
right But it's not a sale. It's not going away. They can do it when their time runs out.
Yeah,
when true. Their VIP time runs out. And, I mean, 50 points is real easy to get. If you're
50 points is super easy to get, especially if you're a VIP. We get 500.
No, well, if you're a VIP, you don't need it.
But well, if you had like a month or something.
Right, but if you are free or premium, just do the deeds in the Shire. You'll have more than enough.
Yep. If you're kind of running out of ideas, Morsel has a good guide on how to earn some points.
Oh, yeah. They have a Turbine Points Finder tool.
Yep. It's a good tool. I love their tools. Okay, so let's see. Also, Moria and Lothlorien quest packs will be sold separately in the next update.
We talked about this last week.
Yeah, but there was kind of a clarification on it.
Okay.
Just there will be the option to buy the quest pack separately, or you can buy it as a bundle. Buying it as a bundle, best deal, like you said.
Oh, it's going to be, yeah. Anytime you can buy it as a bundle. So it's going to be more Turbine Points initially.
Right.
But it's cheaper than buying them separate.
Right. And as far as they know, the Quartermaster, whoever that is at Lotro, that's their official selling account name, is they haven't finalized the prices yet, so they're not sure.
All right.
So it could, I guess it could be potentially the same thing, but usually the combo is cheaper.
Yeah, well, I think that Sapien said that was going to happen.
Yeah, I would count on it. Let's see, what else? What other Misselvania? Oh, Mr. Aaron Campbell was interviewed by Eurogamer.
Mm-hmm. He goes by the forum name Rowan.
Yes. Yeah, he has an interview on Lodra Reporter a couple episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 months ago, maybe.
I don't remember when, yeah. But there is one. Go find it.
So one of the interesting things he said is that, well, you know, your gamer has to ask this. I think this is an essential question. Will we fight Saruman? And he says, I think we can expect that, yes. And then they asked, can we loot his staff?
This was a really good interview, I thought.
Yeah, it was.
I thought that there was a lot of, before we knew that, because this was before Rise of Isengard was announced.
Right.
This was all the juicy bits we could get before it was announced.
Yeah, and just so you said, no, we cannot loot his staff. Most likely he'll run away or something like
right.
that.
Right.
Because he's not defeated in the books until
the end.
Later. Yeah, in the end.
Don't spoil it. So, yeah, it was a good article. We'll link to it, but there really wasn't much more that we know that...
Yeah, let's see.
It hasn't already been announced with Rise of Isengard, I don't think.
Trying to think.
They don't know what's going to happen in Volume 4 yet.
No, they don't. Book 3, like we reiterated and was reiterated on massively, Book 3 is tentatively planned for the early part of next year. And why I say tentatively is because that's when it's scheduled, but you never know. Things change. I would count on it being.
Well, and in his interview, he actually says we're certainly going to see book 3 in the early part of next year. That's a certainly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There you go. I think I threw in tentatively because I didn't want somebody coming back and say it didn't come out.
That is a quote.
Okay. Monster Play.
They can be mad at Rowan for that.
He actually says that Monster Play is earmarked for the revamp in mid 2011, but maybe he was referring to Isengard.
Okay.
And Isengard will be on the scale of traditional expansions, meaning that. It is going to be huge. So I think you're right. Maybe the three regions all in one package.
Yeah, that would be a traditional. It's going to be a big lion mass. It's going to have a level cap increase. There's going to be new skills. There's going to be new virtues. It's going to be a major thing. That's an expansion.
And of course, there's going to be the option to purchase it in the store. So I think somebody mentioned that it was going to be a digital update. So,
well, that's what they did for Mirkwood.
I actually prefer that because I don't want to go to GameStop. I don't like it.
No, they stink.
Yes.
Like, as in they physically smell.
Yes. Okay. And let's see. There's more updates on the Turbine Point cards. So the cards should be available in the following locations. Best Buy should have $10 for a total of 750 points.
We did this last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay. It was mentioned again.
Was there more information? They're rolling out slowly. If you haven't seen it in your store yet, they're coming.
You know,
Turbine doesn't control the distribution of it. I don't believe they're in our store yet, but we live in a tiny little town.
Yeah.
We'll be the last to have it.
Yeah. Best Buy and Target should have the 10 points, $10 for 750, and GameStop should have the $25 for 2,000.
Mm-hmm. And I don't remember who... told me this, but someone had told me that it was not the 25 was not as great a deal as it seems. I mean, when I figured out, like, points per dollar-wise, it evens out to one of the better deals that you can get from, like, the bonus, the bundles you can get in store.
Right.
But I wish I could remember who said it. I'm very sorry that I don't remember. But someone had said that the DDO card...
Oh, really?
Grant, for the same amount of money, grants more points.
Well, yeah, but I think it was Boar who actually said that to us.
Oh, yes, you're right.
And I think the reason I thought that this might be the case is because DDO has been out longer, and so their points may be inflated due to the fact that people have just kind of been accumulating them.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that plays a part in it or not. I have no idea,
but I thought it was worth mentioning.
I think that's part of the reason why there's not one store is because they're afraid DDO players would come in and spend all their points that they have. Like, if they have 50,000 points and just spend them all and they don't make any money off it. But then again, they would spend all their points.
Or I could store up my points and then start a free DDO account and do the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that's a big deal or not. All right. So we actually got something removed from Bull Roar. That makes me sad.
Yes. The mounts on Bull Roar are no longer block, parry, and evade. Oh, I'm loading the thing right now, but I believe the quote is that they are still working on it.
They're still working on it, yeah. There's just the problem is that they ran into an unexpected bug with it.
Yeah, so it's not gone forever. It's just not going to be with the November update.
I was really looking forward to that particular thing because I always get knocked off my horse.
Oh, yeah, mine too, because I'm usually using that free, like, 60 health goat mount.
Oh.
It's like anybody like breaks wind in its direction, it falls off.
Yeah.
I wish it would just like tip over. Just like killed another goat.
They will still have the increased health on the rep mounts though.
It's just block parry and evade.
Yeah, they will still have the increased health. So not you won't get knocked down as much, I guess. There are Twitter contests going on, being held by the official LOTRO Twitter. Now, I know not everybody likes Twitter. Hopefully, they'll keep up with the Tell the Community Team spontaneous point rewards. I think that's a good way to encourage feedback in that manner. Mm-hmm. But they are also obviously looking to invest more into Twitter. So if you follow at LOTRO and retweet it, you can win 100, 250, and even 500 turbine points. I no idea if they'll keep them up. So far, they've had, what, two?
Yeah, but I think that might have been leading up to the Rise of Isengard.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's...
That might have been a special thing, but...
We'll see.
Yeah. I will happily retweet it, because points are good.
Points are good. Now, if Stroll to Mordor account wins, do I get the points, or do you get points? Mm-hmm.
You know I Twitter on that.
I got the first one. I did the first one.
That account is like 80% mine. Those tweets are mine. All the ones that are just like about Windows 7 is you. Like it has nothing to do with anything.
People like diversity.
And that's why you have the 20%.
Okay, so Tell the Community Team this week is...
About Isengard.
Isengard.
They have two questions. What new features or gameplay elements are you looking forward in the Rise of Isengard expansion? And what do you hope to see in terms of lore in Isengard? I want to see Orthanc. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, so let's think about this. We want to see Orthanc, but we can't take... unless it's through session play, we can't take place and we can't... take part in the fall of Isengard.
No.
And they never actually made it into Orthanc.
But is that happening right now?
Well, they say that there were...
Timeline-wise?
So timeline-wise, we're at the beginning of book two.
So this is just when Saruman is getting all crazy.
Right.
And, you know, he's building his army. We're not near the part where the end's coming.
Because that actually happens towards the end, doesn't it?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. Oh, I'm the reading the Kindle version. Yeah, I'm reading the Kindle version, so I don't know. But yeah, that doesn't happen for a while because they really focus on that part before they move on to Sam and Frodo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. They have a lot of room for moving here, but I Ent session play, they did Ranger session play. There's no reason that they couldn't do Ent session play.
Yeah, but I'm saying that it may not be.
Yeah, I don't know if I would count on it. Because it's called the Rise of Isengard. It's not like the Fall of Isengard.
This is when Saruman's building his army. He's preparing to go attack the Rohirrim. He's planning on...
I would actually hold off on the Fall of Isengard until Rohan comes along. Because they play...
Well, they have to.
Because that placed... they didn't have anything to do with the Fall of Isengard. But they had a lot to do with wiping out a lot of the forces of Isengard. Because... That's where
they had a good. I mean, they wiped out.
Yeah, well, that's where they wiped out all of his.
Like they have a big part in the Fall of Isengard.
Well, yeah, because they defeated all his forces and right. The Huron. Well, and then the trees helped too. They were angry trees.
They're very angry, and then the Ents are destroying the tower.
Yeah, at the same time. Yeah. So they had a lot to do with them, and yeah, I'd like to see Wormtongue.
That's kind of creepy.
He's such a weirdo. I want to look and point at him, because that's what I do.
Okay.
I look and point at people. No, it would be. I just want to see him.
I don't know if you're gonna see Wormtongue. Wormtongue right now is.
Not until he's Rohan. In Rohan. Yeah.
He's right now. He's whispering in the king's ear.
Dang it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see the tower. It'd be cool. I'd like to see the land. I would expect a lot of skirmishes around. Or think. I don't know if we'll go in.
I might be dissatisfied with seeing it.
Well, I mean, eventually we could go in because he does leave the tower eventually.
True.
And there's no reason to say why, the Ents took it over so there wouldn't be orcs there anymore.
Nope. There may be a last stronghold of orcs in the top of the tower and we have to go kill them.
We could go in if we're trying to like scout around, but could we access Orthanc? Would the magic of Orthanc let us in?
I don't know.
We should have the Tolkien professor on and see what he thinks. Yeah. That's what we should do. All right. Anything else that you can think of for official news?
No, I believe that's it.
Okay. I guess we'll head on to Blair News.
We have a new weekly newsletter that I set up that is just info from the blog and official news that we've gotten from Twitter, from Turbine. I have put some player event listings in there as well if you are interested in what's happening next week in the player news. And at the end of this one, I put some community links, just some links to stuff that I found interesting that I may have posted on our Facebook or Twitter that may not have made it to the blog. So if you don't follow those other sources, you wouldn't have gotten them.
Right. That's very cool. I think you put a lot of work into it. It looks great.
Yeah. I didn't know if anybody would like it, but we already have over 100 people signed up. So I was pretty pleased with that.
Okay. So we also have a gift list for the Tolkien lore fan.
Mm-hmm. Kia put together a great list of lore related gifts for the lore fan in your life, for the Tolkien fan in your life.
There's a lot of, look, this one's perfect for me. The Origins of Tolkien's Middle Earth for Dummies.
I'll get you that for Christmas, honey.
Actually, we played Groove Shark, played a little bit of this, the Lord of the Ring audiobook by Rob Inglis.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually a very, very good one.
I own a lot of books on there.
Yeah, you do. You do own a lot of the books. Yeah, you do. She also threw in some nice tips, like the Middle Earth map she has listed. She suggests that you can dye it with tea
to make it from Ehau
to make it old looking. That would be really, really cool. That's a good idea, Kia. All right, what else do we have coming up?
We had a post this week about changes for the podcast. We actually have signed up with Cyber Ears for our podcast hosting. We wanted a dedicated podcast host just for the podcast files so that we won't get in trouble with our web host. We've noticed a little bit of downtime with our web host. We didn't know if it's related, but we wanted to kind of nip it in the bud before it became an issue. The only people who have been affected is if Cyber Ears is blocked at your work and you stream it on the blog. But there's lots of other ways that you can get our content. So if you're having problems, feel free to email us and we'll try to troubleshoot with you. But if you use iTunes, Zune, our RSS feed, nothing changes. We just wanted to let you know.
All right, there is a new Lotro podcast out there, A Day in Lotro, by Citarin.
Mm-hmm. You know him from our Burglar Roundtable.
Yes, he's also in our kin, and he's in our chat room right now. Mm-hmm. So he did a really good job, and he's actually talking to me about expanding it and doing some different ideas. So I think he's got some good ideas, and I'm looking forward to see what he comes up with next.
Yeah, his first episode is out, and he's in iTunes now, so you can find him.
Very cool, very cool.
The Lonely Mountain Band has announced this week that they are planning an audio podcast with John DiBartolo. How do you say his name?
I think DiBartolo.
Okay, I said it right.
Sorry, John, if it's wrong.
Sorry. John DiBartolo, who's Galen Sword from The Lonely Mountain Band and Fathom. And he's been on our podcast a couple times. Ted Naismith, who is a famous Tolkien artist. And Dr. Corey Olson, who you all know as the Tolkien professor, he's been on the show as well. They're planning on recording later this month a roundtable podcast that they're calling The Minstrel, The Painter, and The Scholar.
That's very cool. That's very cool.
We have a couple player events that are happening this next week. The Turkey Day Invasion of the Chickens on Landerville, which is happening on Turkey Day, which is November 25th. And Band Camp on Crick Hollow is happening on November 27th. We'll have links to both of those in the show notes.
Okay, and Citarin has an update. If you type in A Day in Lotro and all in one word, you will find the podcast. For some reason, it was squished together in iTunes. That's weird. Yeah. iTunes is kind of a weird beast,
though. It's kind of strange.
Yeah. Zune is no better, just saying.
Zune, you have to get it right the first time or just pray and hope that... Because you can't get help afterwards.
Right.
It's impossible.
So this week's poll wants to know what type of kinship structure do you feel works best for Lotro?
Government structure. Like.
Right.
So we had 450 voters on this poll. 51% said Central Council.
Which is very interesting because, and wow, that didn't work for poop.
We were doing it with a group of greedy who only wanted to give goodies to their friends.
That's very
true.
And that
is why it didn't work.
And the dude didn't even admit it. Like, so side story here. When we went into, we were doing a loot council and we went into a land, went into one of the raids.
That's for a raid. A central council is like a group of officers and the kin leader.
Right. And he said, and he argued one way one day and then the next day he argued another way. And he said, well, I'm going to argue for my friends either way when he was called out on it.
Yeah. Well, dummy, then you're not a very good council member.
Yeah, you're just being greedy.
Yeah, so Central Council is like a group of officers and the kin leader together make the decisions. It's not just one person.
Right.
14% said a bit of a mix, which I'm assuming it could be different, but it might be like the officers all have a say or the whole kin as a group has a say, but the kin leader has the final approval or something, you know?
Right, right, right.
Democracy, where everybody has a say. Dictatorship, where there is one guy who has a say. So democracy was 14%. Dictatorship was 11%. 9% said they're not in a kinship. And 1% said other.
Okay. I'd be interested. What's other?
I don't know.
Anarchy kinship. Okay. There you go.
I think people who have like really, really, really small kinships don't really have a government structure.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Where they're, you know, they're just like, no, we just log in and play with our friends.
Okay, so what is this week's poll?
This week's poll is, what is your subscription type? We are just looking to kind of see what our listeners are so we can kind of maybe tailor our content to our groups a little more efficiently. Some people were asking why I didn't split out VIP and Lifetimer, because they're the same. I don't care if you're a VIP subscriber or a VIP Lifetimer. You are a VIP. You are getting the same benefits as a subscriber. So I'm sorry. That is the reason why you are not split out as separate.
Right. But everywhere you go, there's problems. Isn't that right? Which is why we drink and go into Raise Your Glass. That was horrible. I know. Thanks for that.
We drink? Pumpkin lattes.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right. This week, we had a letter from Angel, who writes, I want to thank you for being active in how-tos, the Lotro news, and many other things that you do in the swirling world of MMOs. I cannot doubt it is an addition to your real life. You make the understanding of peoples, like me, gameplay, and involvement in this community possible, if not at least more manageable. In fact, you've helped me redevelop my understanding of the idea of a community in such an advanced technological time. And from a psychological standpoint, it's an incredible thing. I, as a fellow Landravalrim, again, I thank you for doing what you do.
Well, thank you, Angel.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Okay, this week, Dane Cox writes, I didn't do anything this week other than listen to podcasts. However, two of my bestest friend and I started out our second trio/static group. We play Thursdays for a couple hours, and that's it. We enjoy our mains and alts the rest of the week. I'm a new blogger, and I'm not sure it's worth the time, but I enjoy it. I put our play sessions accomplishments on Starlight's blog. Actually, it's Stardawn on the forums, but it works with me. Starlight is my oldest main. We had a great session. By the way, we call ourselves the Sunshine Dance Company. I figured you'd like that name.
I love that name. That's awesome. I want to join.
Because our trio was the Sunshine Girls, when in one of last year's festivals, someone in our kin saw us all wearing the same cloak, the sunny one. They called us the Sunshine Girls, and it stuck. So after level capping that trio, we started a new one. All of our names are taken from dance steps. It's hard to get creative names 3+ years in, so we decided we would be the Sunshine Girls Dance Company. First introductory post explains it, and we'll have a link to that, and a link to the other ones. So I think that's awesome. That's awesome. Keeping it fresh, keeping it real.
Keeping it real. You're such a dork. Brad Griffin writes, after leaving my kinship, I have been through some lows, but I can at last report some positives. Joined an alliance group called Raids R Us, and merged with my captain to do the three wing of Helligrod and the bad boy dragon all in one long night. Was awesome. Got enough superior marks to get a symbol for my first level 65 second age weapon by also adding some great barrow 6-mans and the new school library 3-mans. The Guardian has got a lot of fun exploring the Enidwaith region and has also got the Skeleton Horse. Happy days. The news of the Isengard expansion has made my smile even bigger. Red Kopatsme.
Okay. Galadrim writes, finally got my mini to level 52 with a free-to-play account on Crick Hollow.
Wow.
Got to Moria and it was awesome. I wish there was a lantern. Me too.
There is one.
Yeah, but it doesn't work, remember, in parts of Moria?
It doesn't work because of the time, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Somebody told us that.
I think it was Catania.
It's Alt F10 for your personal light, but if it's daytime outside of Moria, it doesn't work.
Which is kind of silly.
Yeah, because it's always dark in Moria.
Let's see. What else? With my experience with free-to-play, it is way easier to level as a VIP since you don't have to stick in the same region you bought forever. Angmar was getting annoying with only orange quests to do.
Katsuno Hitomi. Character Haniel, server Landreville. Kin the Lonely Mountain Man. Achievement, reached level 20 and participated in her first skirmish.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Zerbius writes, worked on my minstrel and silver load. A lot of minstrels. Leveled him to 28, a class I never thought I would enjoy, and I really love the class. Tried for a skeletal horse on all my tunes, but no luck. Did something incredibly crazy. Finally started a new, now fully premium account restricted, Runekeeper on Landreville, and joined some little guild named the Council of the Secret Fire.
Oh, welcome.
Welcome.
I don't think I've seen you, but like I said, I didn't play much this week. Weatherwax of Eldar writes, two words, skeleton pony.
Congratulations. Aethelwolf writes, after abandoning all my level 65s on Nimrodul and moving to Landreville a few months ago, I finally reached level 45 on my champion. I've got my legendary sword all leveled to 10, 11 actually, and just need to head back to the walls of Moria to finish that quest line up and get into Moria itself. Awesome. Congratulations.
Isilrin writes, been working on various alts here and there. Honeysong, Berg, and Lenoria, Warden, are now level 30. Jangwin, Mini, and Arawenil, Runekeeper, now at 40. Last night got my lore master through the gates of Moria, the first of my alts to open the gates. She also received an eagle at level 46. Couldn't do it without the help of my kinmates. Not sure I could have gotten into Moria without him, as it seemed to have more longevity than I did. Champion is almost 50 and working on 4-cal rep as she can obtain the harp recipe. Other than that, most of the work has been upping crafting and guild rep with the alts.
Awesome. Okay. Tad Go of Landerville writes, Mathema Society kindred, check. Rivendell kindred, check. Maladrim kindred, check. Happy to see how close I was with Rivendell after getting the rep in Mirkwood done that I finished off. Mathem House rep was just a side benefit of playing around in Goblin Town. Very cool.
Funkius Maximus of Alendelmere writes, after a period of fooling around with my warden class, I'm back on my hunter, Funkius. I got all the pages for my legendary books in 2 afternoons and quite loving Bard's Arrow because it looks all laser beamy. That's a great description.
Okay, McQuiggan, which is fun to say. Server, Landerville. Ken, Forgotten Tales. Made it to level 40. Woot! The epic grind through the 30s is over, at least for my guardian. Yay for guardians. I don't see enough people talking about their guards anymore.
No, they don't really. Interesting. Server, Silverload. Kin, Covenant Knights. Not much time. Playtime. Oh, this is Tosoff, by the way. Not much playtime. I got kindred with a great company, working on ally with the natives of Enidwaith.
Nice. That's tough. This should be easier after the patch.
I haven't done it because I've been waiting for the patch.
So is Bri. Bri's in the same boat as you. At least you'll be able to come to me and say, what do I do?
I'll go to Morsel and say, what do I do?
Fair enough. That's what I did. All right. If you'd like to hear your player achievement read on the show, keep an eye out on Fridays for our player achievement post and leave a comment. We may read yours.
We had one donation this week. I'd like to thank Piotr, who's also known as Jan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much appreciated. We had 3 podcast reviews this week. First one was from Droxen.
Jovial One.
And The Confused Hobbit. All right. Thank you guys for everything. How can people contact us?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com or leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM. That's 2786. We are available on Twitter as Stroll to Mordor. You can leave us a review on iTunes or on the Zune Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it.
Okay, everybody. Thank you for another week of listening. Just a reminder, we will be around next week, won't we?
Yes, as far as I know.
Yep. So we should be here, hopefully well-fed, loaded on turkey and having a good time.
Well, not on Saturday. We'll have 2 days of recovery.
Well, if it's a good turkey, we'll have...
It's a really good turkey.
Maybe there'll be an aftermarket turkey sale and I can go buy one. And we'll have our own.
I can make our own. We have a new oven.
There you go. She didn't want to do it, but now we got the new oven. She wants to play with it.
That's why I gave you a list of baking stuff.
We do have cranberry sauce, so we could just gorge on that.
Just eat cranberry sauce. Poor man's Thanksgiving.
I bet you the baby would love it. Yeah, that'll be good. All right. All right, so everybody, thank you again. We will talk to you next week. Have a good Thanksgiving if you're in the U.S. or celebrating it elsewhere. If not, have a good Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
All right. And the rest of the days too, I guess.
Have a good week. Thank you to the chat room. We appreciate you guys each and every week. You make it fun.